Hello, the Spiken is the Prophetess, the Word of God, episode 25. So we're going back with the underlying or fundamental scripture, which is Hebrews 4:12. For the Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. And so we have done the quick aspect, which I said, quick is Old English for alive. The Word of God is alive. It's a living organism. And now we are the point where we are dissecting the power of the word, and says that the word of God is different from every other book, because every other book is through the senses, sense knowledge. Man acquires his knowledge through the nervous, central nervous system. What you see, what you hear, what you feel, what you taste, and what you smell. But the word of God is not like that, because it is God breathed. God gave these words to men. He revealed them, unveiled them. So if you've not, this is your first podcast you're listening to, then episode, then please, you have to go back and listen to the other one. So I've said 24 things before this, the 25th thing I'm saying. So, and please, if you have any question, just put it on my podcast. I will answer it. So as we go along, and then a question comes and then I answer, then we go along and then we answer another question. So if I have to go back and just clarify something, I will do that for your sake, because I'm communicating something to you. I'm speaking. Jesus said, I speak and my Father is the one who confirms the word. So as I've spoken about sense knowledge, and now moving to revelation knowledge, that revelation knowledge is the only link, only bridge that will link you into how creation came to being, or how the universe came to being, and who man is. So somebody's asking, okay, understand, prophetess, I get what you're saying, but why is it that God created man in such a way that it will be impossible for him to know him without a revelation? God, you know that man is limited to the senses, and that is through only his central nervous system that he'll be able to know. If that is the only way he can acquire knowledge, why will God create the man in such a way that he will be this way and he will need revelation before he can know him? Why can't God be found in the test tubes? Why can't he be found in the science laboratory? So why would God limit, will God create the man in such a way that it will be impossible for him to know him without revelation? And 1 Corinthians, listen to 1 Corinthians 2:14. It says, now the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. And number two, he cannot know them, because they are spiritually discerned or understood. So the word of God to the natural man, the sense knowledge man, the scholar, the one who is just experimenting and you know, has a scholastic mind, to that person, everything that we say is the word of God is foolishness. And he's explaining 1 Corinthians 2:14, say, don't be surprised, because such a person has not got the ability to spiritually understand what God is saying. So the natural man cannot know the things of God because they are spiritually discerned. And the natural man can only, or the sense knowledge man, can only know material things through his central nervous system. So why will God do that? Now listen carefully. God's intention was never for man to only need a revelation before he can know him. Initially, God created man, and the man, he created him as, listen, a spirit being. What did I say? As a spirit being. John 4:24 says, God is a spirit. And God created the man also as a spirit, because man, initial plan was to be God's companion, and being a companion, he needed to be in the God class. So as God is, so he created the man. God is a spirit, he created the man as a spirit. But God gave him a body. That body was the man's spirit's house. Are you getting it? The spirit is the real man. He has a house, and the house is the body. So through his physical body, man was to contact the outward world, which was to be his home. Since the outward world was going to be his home, he needed something that would be able to contact the outward world. In fact, the reason why when you die, you have to go out of this world is because your spirit goes out of your body. It cannot stay here again. It's lost its home. And therefore, it cannot stay. So, the outward world was supposed to be his home. And this knowledge of this world was to come through the medium of his five senses. And so, that was it. It was supposed to. But the purpose of the nervous system was never to reveal God to man. Listen, the purpose of the nervous system was never to reveal God to man. Man was to know God through his spirit. Through his spirit. So I'll continue on the next episode. You are so blessed. Listen, you are so blessed. God is unveiling and unfolding these mysteries to you. And very soon, the light is shining. In Jesus' name, you're blessed, blessed, blessed. Bye.